process of International Health's biotech labs. Hundreds of university and government-level tests have been done, and the 50th clinical trial has been completed. What is the FDA hiding from you? Find out at www.ihsite.com or call Glenn at 800-974-1879 to place an order.
Listening to Frankly Speaking Radio.
The city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
With your host, Frank Whalen.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and it'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Hi, this is Dr. Tony Teary. Are you one of the many people who take vitamin supplements? Do you take handfuls of pills each day to increase energy, reduce your pain, or improve your overall health? Now there is a better way to get the vitamins and minerals your body needs in a delicious-tasting whole food liquid supplement, Body Balance. Body Balance contains 121 essential vitamins and minerals and is made from only organic and natural sources. Developed by doctors, Body Balance was originally available only through healthcare professionals. Now this incredible whole food liquid supplement can be delivered directly to your home. Body Balance offers an extremely effective method to feed your body towards wellness, and we're confident you'll love the difference your body feels. To order your Body Balance, call me directly at 1-800-768-9763 and try it risk-free for 45 days. Again, that's 1-800-768-9763 or online at healthyfoundations.net.
Think, no, he was actually popularizing an idea that's centuries, well, even millennia old. It's really a religious idea that goes all the way back to Hinduism with their cycle of reincarnation and so forth, but he popularized it and gave it a scientific veneer to make it look like it was something new, and it really was very old. And through the idea that, well, population overproduction of certain species, and therefore there being a struggle for survival and the survival of the fittest, all this sort of mumbo-jumbo that he put together, he persuaded a large number of people that this new science of evolution was really true. And the biological basis, we don't have time to discuss all that, but there's plenty of evidence that shows that it is very, very faulty, and there's huge missing gaps. The evidence for it is slim to none, and the evidence for the biblical account of creation is very solid.
Well, I think the other thing is that he sort of carried this idea of evolution of the species over to evolution of ideas,
yes,
evolution of governments, evolution of our Constitution, and no longer is it fixed law. Now it is something evolving. And then the law becomes whatever men want, and then you have government by men. You have what fascism and communism and socialism are really based upon, man's effort to create a better society. And history tells us that man doesn't create a better society. Only free men can have a better society, and you do that by limiting the power of government. So go right ahead.
That's right. Well, the popularizer of Darwin's ideas did exactly that. He took it from biology and applied it to every area of life. Herbert Spencer, who followed Darwin very closely, he's often called Darwin's bulldog because he was so tenacious and really nasty in his attack against anybody who would not submit to this Darwinian idea. But he made Darwin's model a philosophy and a worldview for everything, and he wrote extensively on how evolution was the unifying principle, and it affected in every academic discipline. So economics, there was a Darwinian economics, laissez-faire social Darwinism of tooth and claw with cutthroat competition. You know, the business that killed off the other businesses was the one that survived, survival of the fittest sort of thing. And you need to remember, this is very unlike the biblical economy and the biblical laws and the biblical commands that are given to us. And true biblical capitalism is not this social Darwinistic economics, because true biblical economics stresses compassion and moral responsibility on the part of those who have power in their hands or have wealth in their hands. Their wealth is not just to be used for their own desires, it is to be used to serve others as well. But that's an individual, personal sort of responsibility, not one the government imposes upon people. Well, in addition to economics, of course, this Darwinian model affected sociology, with the idea that relationships and communities change and they evolve from one form to another, and anthropology, that man himself is evolving to higher levels of being, and even the Bible came under a evolutionary model of thinking. And you'll hear in those who do not accept the scriptures as inerrant, that is, without error in their entirety, you'll hear the evolutionary thinking. The people would say, you know, well, here are the laws of Moses, particularly if I'm talking about what God's law says and how it applies today. So, well, you know, the laws of Moses, the opponents will say, you can't take the laws of Moses. Moses was in a primitive era, and Moses' laws really don't apply to us because we've evolved beyond the time. No, no, no. God's word stays unchanged from Genesis to Revelation. It doesn't evolve, but many people have accepted a critical view of the scriptures and would say the thoughts and ideas and the theology evolved over time. No such nonsense is ever spoken of in the Word of God.
And of course, I think one of the most important things is the fact that the Bible teaches us that men are evil. I mean, their hearts are evil. Well, how then are you going to give evil men power over other men? The only way men could be free is to have some sort of a structure of society where the power of the government is to be limited. Otherwise, you're going to have evil men making laws. And you may have a lot of evil men out there living, but at least they are free evil men. And of course, hopefully, many of these people will espouse the teachings of God. And that was really what our whole philosophy of America was based upon, was men being governed not by their own wills or desires, but men being governed by God. And those who will not be governed by God will be governed by tyrants. And ladies and gentlemen, we are governed by tyrants today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN financial bulletin. Have you ever wanted to make a lot of extra cash in a way that requires very little money to get started? If so, and you have a high-speed internet connection, this may well be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. You can now get a free DVD that reveals how to make more money than any sane person can possibly spend, and do it while working part-time at home with your computer. The new DVD shows how to earn money with no employees, no rent or other overhead, and the best part is that you don't have to go into debt to get started. It's extremely easy to get this home business up and running. And if you work smart, you can start earning money in a very short period of time. The DVD is free. However, you must pay a small shipping charge. To get your DVD, simply call 888-213-1455. That's 888-213-1455. If the line is busy, please keep trying to call back. That number again is 888-213-1455.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom. But without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Pastor David Whitney. But before we go on, I want Pastor Whitney to tell you how you can get in touch with his organization, the Institute of the Constitution. You can begin to learn about the foundation of your freedom and how you're losing it and what you can do to try to preserve it for generations yet unborn. So, David, how can people get in touch with you and your the Institute? How can they begin this this voyage, this journey to understand how our freedom is being destroyed by evil and wicked subversive people working in Washington, D.C. today?
Well, the first thing everyone needs to do is to get an education in what our founders truly understood law to be, what they meant by the words in the Declaration, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, subsequent amendments, and we put together a course that does exactly that. It's called our Host Kit. It includes 12 lectures by constitutional law professor John Eidsmo and 2 lectures by David Barton, and there's a detailed student notebook with an outline of each of those lectures so that as you're viewing those lectures, you can write notes and put down your own thoughts. At the end of each of those lectures, there's a test that you can take, fill in the blank, multiple choice, as well as true-false and essay questions. So it's really a complete course in itself. And everyone who is an American that wants to preserve their freedom must study these materials. And so we've made an easy way to do that. People can purchase our host kit, teach their family, which is where it should start in every family of our country, and then it should extend to every church. Every church should be teaching these materials because they need their congregation to understand the principles of freedom and understand what their responsibility is as a Christian citizen. Every Christian citizen to fulfill their God-ordained responsibility as a citizen of this country must know the Constitution, the Declaration, the Bill of Rights, and must act upon it when they vote. So people can call us if they want to purchase our host kit, and they can call us toll-free at Institute on the Constitution. That number is 866-730-9796. That Institute on the Constitution toll-free number is 866-730-9796. Or you can purchase the host kit on our website. Our website at Institute on the Constitution is iotconline.com. That's all one word, iotconline.com. And you can click there, the button to purchase a host kit. We also have other materials available in our web store that can help educate you about our founders' understanding of law and government, what they meant by what they said, and just a host of materials that can help you grasp this, and then also some that help you understand how it applies today and many different areas of life. The change in thinking that's taken place in the world was basically an attack against Christianity. Darwin was one of the chief architects of that attack, but along with Comte and others who created an anti-Christian, an anti-biblical worldview that has been promoted through the public school systems and through the media and many different avenues through publishing books and magazines and newspapers. This worldview is everywhere, and it's a worldview antithetical, that is the opposite of our founders' worldview, which is a biblical worldview that God's law is what reigns over man. And so many Christians even today, they don't have really a biblical view of law and government because they've been sold a bill of goods, whether in the public miseducation system is what I like to call it, or the media, or even books they've read. They've been sold a lie, and that lie is that evolution is the underlying foundation. Really, it's not a foundation of anything because it's always changing. So what was true yesterday is no longer true today. And so, you know, people buy into that kind of lie, and they believe that, you know, the Supreme Court can change the law of the land, which, no, it cannot. There can be no absolute change to the truth that God's law says, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not murder. And that's, thou shalt not murder the unborn, thou shalt not murder thy neighbor. There's no permission. The law does not change. And any attempt by a human government to change the law of God is an exercise in absolute futility and will only bring down the ruination of that nation. Blessed is the nation whose God is the Lord, therefore cursed is the nation whose God is anything other than the one true God of the Bible, the one who created the universe.
And I think people have to realize that we are going to bring the wrath of God on this nation, and I fear it's coming very, very soon. Unless, of course, there is a great revival in America and people turn their back on the apostasy that's taking place all across our land today, and reclaim the foundations of the belief that once made America the envy of the world. For as, you know, de Tocqueville said so well, you know, America is great because America is good. But if America ever ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. And is there anybody out there in the listening audience today who really believes that America is good today, that our institutions and our leaders are really good and godly people? Well, if you believe they're godly, remember that the president worships Allah. It's the same God as everybody, as the rest of the gods. Well, I don't believe that. I believe that the people who are worshiping the other God, and that's what Allah represents, of course, are not Christians at all, but are manipulating the Christian population of this land for their own benefit. And this is one of the great tragedies of today, is that Christians are so gullible that they never stop and question what our leaders say. You never listen to what men say. You look and see what they do.
And the area we've been talking about, the shift in thinking, and the area that has most directly impacted our country is the rise of what's called legal positivism, this godless religion applied to the field of law. And this actually began as the what became the premier law school in America, and many people still see it today as the premier law school, Harvard. The dean, Christopher Columbus Langdell, was the dean of Harvard Law School in the 1870s, and he pioneered a whole new theory of law known as legal positivism, replacing what had been the rule of law and the understanding of law up until that day. And the principles of this legal positivism Christopher Columbus Langdell taught his students is, first, there are no divine absolutes in law. Think about that. If there's no divine absolutes in law, then that means the law of God that says thou shalt not murder is not absolute. Well, maybe there's sometimes you can murder. Maybe there's other times you can't. Well, you know, all of a sudden you're in squishy ground, and obviously no one's rights are safe if you don't believe that murder is absolutely wrong. Or, well, how about property? Thou shalt not steal. Well, you know, there's no divine absolutes in law. So, yeah, maybe sometimes stealing is just fine. Other times it's not. And all of this is what he began to teach his students there at Harvard Law School. And he began to teach them that the Bible and everything that has been done in English common law, because English common law, though not perfect, was following God's law revealed in the Bible. And it was culminated really in our American common law, which was following biblical law, even seeking to perfect and purify the stream of English common law to make it better, more closely adhering to the Bible. And Langdell taught his students that all of that is irrelevant. All of that past history of law, more than 1,000 years of English recorded law from Magna Carta on down, all of that's worthless. Langdell was willing to throw all of that away and say, we are developing a new system altogether. That law is simply man-made. In other words, law is whatever the state says that it is. And if you know the history, and if you study history, many people ignore history, and they're sadly going to have to repeat the mistakes of history then. But if you study history, you see that's one of the most dangerous ideas that can ever be introduced to a society, and that is that the law is whatever the state says that it is. If that's the case, the state might, as it is in Holland, say that if you have gray hairs, we think you're a worthless eater, and we're just going to kill you. And so the old people in Holland never go to the hospital when they're sick, because they know if they go to the hospital, they're not coming back. They'll be in a casket in no time at all, because the state has determined they do not have a right to live, and it regularly goes about killing the old people in the hospitals of that sad, sad land. If the law is whatever the state says it is, that is the definition of tyranny. You have no freedom. You are a slave of the state, and whatever the state commands, you must do. Whatever the state takes from you is not stealing. It does whatever it chooses. And I hope Americans are waking up to say, this is a bad idea. Very bad idea. The state today says that it can take whatever it wants of your property whenever it wants to take your property. You may have your mortgage all paid off, your bills all paid, the taxes all paid on that property, but if the government determines they want your piece of property, the Supreme Court has said they can come steal it any time they want.
And not only that, but talk about the value of human life. The Medicare has recently come out with a new directive to hospices. Now, hospices are where people who ordinarily have terminal cancer or terminal disease go to die. But the government has said if they're not dead in 102 days, why, they're not going to pay for them anymore. So there is a real incentive for the hospices simply to kill off the people. They have 102 days to kill them. If they don't kill them, they're stuck with those people. They're going to have to pay for their being there and for their care. And so government, by a new edict, is laying out the foundation for euthanasia in the United States of America.
Wow, killery care is coming to America, even though we thought we defeated killery care back in the Clinton administration. It's coming. Well, the other principles of this legal positivism that Christopher Columbus Langdell was teaching is that law evolves. It evolves as man evolves. So, you know, you'll hear people say that, oh, our founders, you really can't follow them. They were, you know, they were ignorant. They didn't know as much as we know. They didn't have the kind of technology that we have. You can ignore our founders because we, basically what they're saying is we have evolved and we're better than our founders. Oh, Well, you look at what our founders said and wrote and believed, and you say, no, 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 we have not evolved to something better. We've gone downhill. We're far worse off than under the freedom that was secured by our founders when they established this country and framed our wonderful Constitution. We're far worse off. And if you realize what's going on in our country, you realize that it's not. Our rights are far less secure. We're not better off. We're worse off, by far worse off than the people in the era of our founders. Just think of the average American. When is Tax Freedom Day for the average American? It's in July. That means they spend more than 50% of their working hours slaving away for who? Federal government, state government, local government, and ad infinitum, the list goes. They're spending more than half of their working hours as a slave of the state. You realize the serfs in the Middle Ages, most of them had it better than that. Maybe 40% of their working labor was as a slave to the state. For most Americans, it's 50% or more. We're far worse off, and I pray, and we're working at Institute on the Constitution to educate millions of Americans of this fact, because if Americans woke up to realize that many of the taxes are hidden, or, you know, there's sales tax and gasoline tax and on the list of taxes and fees goes, but if you were add all of those up and you were put it on a bill, you'd realize at the end of every week you give the government more than half of your paycheck. Of course, they'd steal it out of your paycheck most of the time before you even see it. They've created a thousand different ways to hide the theft, and I call most taxation theft, and that's a true term for it, because most of it is unconstitutional. That is, there is no legal basis for it. They're simply stealing it from us, and because they have the power of the court system in their pocket and the power of the police system and the jails and all the rest of it, most Americans just comply with it because, hey, they don't want to face the power of those, all those forces arrayed against them. They know that they don't have the ability to stand up to it. But that's what our Constitution was created to do, to prevent the government from violating God's law. But if you believe law evolves as man evolves, then you're in a quandary. You don't have any fixed standard that says thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not kill, and so on. And you're going to have a government that determines what it wants to take from you and even wants to allow you to continue to live. Well, Langdell thirdly taught that judges are the ones who guide the evolution of the law. And they do so by writing opinions. You know that anytime you see a court decision from the Supreme Court, Roe v. Wade, or any of these, at the very, very top title of that thing, it's called an opinion. It is the opinion of the Supreme Court that this is, it's the opinion of the judicial court or whatever. These are not laws, they are opinions. And yet Langdell was teaching that the opinions of judges, it is what guides the evolution of the law. And therefore, what he began to teach his students to do, is he claimed to scientifically study the law, was to study the opinions of the judges. And as you saw the opinions handed down by the judges, those opinions of the judges are what determine the evolution of law. So he established what's called the case law method of legal study. You talk to most attorneys and ask them, did you ever study the actual text of the Constitution when you were in law school? And they will, if they're honest with you, they'll say, no, we did not. We studied all the case law regarding constitutional decisions. In other words, they studied what the judges said the Constitution means or doesn't mean. They never studied what the Constitution itself says, nor what our founders said about what the Constitution actually means. And therefore, they have Langdell was creating a class of people, the lawyers that came out of Harvard Law School, and ultimately the lawyers that come out of 99.9% of the law schools of America. They all believe this. They believe in an evolving system of law, and that the judges are the ones who control and guide that evolution. That's why things like Roe v. Wade, many people say, well, it's the law of the land. Well, wait a minute. Judges don't make law. But most people have bought this lie that ultimately means judges do make law, because judges' opinions are what guide the evolution, the changing, ever-changing, evolving pattern of law. And so Langdell and his work there at Harvard was an enormous sea change in America. And, of course, it didn't take effect right away because that was only Harvard Law School. But Harvard began to influence other law schools, and their students began to teach in other law schools. And bit by bit, piece by piece, over the century from 1870 to 1970, ultimately 99% of all law schools teach this godless and very dangerous doctrine of law as law evolving, as man evolves, and that judges are the guide to the evolution of law. What this does is it places judges in an extremely tyrannical position. No system that our founders established would ever have given judges the power that judges have today, and it is a godless system that we, the people, must change to restore our God-given freedom.
And it's really called treason. This is treason activity. We're out of time. David, God bless you. Thanks for being
God
with
bless
us.
You, Dr.
We'll talk to you next month. Bye-bye.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our Founding Fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and I commend the material that David Whitney has. Now, if you really want to understand what he was talking about, Christopher Cumblis, Landell, Harvard University, you need to get the book Betrayed by the Bench by our good friend John Stormer. That's Betrayed by the Bench. The book is available through Radio Liberty. We think it is one of the most important books we have available. So if you'd like to get that book, understand what this is about, and you could even order some of my taped interviews with John Stormer, 1-800-544-8927, Betrayed by the Bench. And then understand that behind all of this movement to distort our law, our powerful spiritual forces. That's why my book, Brotherhood of Darkness is so important. My talk, The Forbidden Secret, introduces you to the ancient secret societies that were working long before the Western Hemisphere was ever discovered by men to bring about this world government, and they anticipated the time would come when the Western Hemisphere, they knew it was here. They, among themselves, not publicly, but among themselves, they knew America was here, and America was become the new Atlantis to lead the entire world into this new world order, new world religion, with a new world leader. Now, we have a great DVD on that subject. In addition, it's called the New Atlantis. It's by Chris Pinto. The Atlantis Connection, I think, is the title. You'll really want to get that DVD and watch it. And then, of course, you'll want to get Constance Cumby's DVD on the emergence, because it talks about the new world leader. And they've been planning for a long time to bring him on the scene. He's got a name. His name is Lucifer. There really are spiritual forces at work. The devil is not imaginary. He is real. And he's prowling the earth today in search of men's souls. If you have not yet seen the DVDs, they sold their souls for rock and roll. Why you really need to, it's put together by a man who at one time was demonically possessed, eventually realized what was going on, and became a Christian preacher. And Joe Schimmel's done a wonderful job with They Sold Their Souls for Rock and Roll, the 3-hour, the 4-hour, the 10-hour version. And if you watch those, you will never look at the world through the same eyes again. Radio Liberty has material you're not going to get elsewhere, because we are not looking at what's going on from a political point of view or an ideological point of view. We're looking at it from a spiritual point of view. And we're involved in a spiritual battle being played on a political, ideological, and cultural battlefield. So go to our website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down our material. You can watch our DVDs. You can listen to our programs. You can read our newsletters. And then get the information out. But we need your financial help, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, we're going to be coming to the end of this year, and we're going to be short again. And of course, my wife and I work full-time without compensation. We do not take any money at all for what we do. We need your help, and if you believe, as I do, that if we don't get the American people educated, we're going to lose this country, why, then hopefully you'll join the Radio Liberty family. Call us at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. And again, our website, RadioLiberty.com. All sorts of great information there. Whether it's what really happened on 911, and that's in three pamphlets called Foreknowledge 911. They knew the attack was coming, and they didn't try to stop it. And you only have to look at the pictures of the videos that are up on the internet of Building number 7 coming down, and to understand that was a controlled demolition. Well, we're out of time. So until Monday, when we'll be with you once again, Dr. Stan, goodbye, and may the Lord be with you.
As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com, or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
You
here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at. Illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views. And, well, this afternoon, it's going to be Betty Martini's going to be with us, and she's going to be with us for an hour, and I'm going to see if I can talk her into spending a second hour, because we certainly have suddenly find we don't have a guest then, but maybe she can, maybe she can't. We'll find out before long if she can stay the second hour. But Betty was telling me that in New Zealand there's a very well-known actress who had started chewing Wrigley's gum, which has aspartame in it, and some people were concerned about that, and Betty had told Wrigley's about the danger of the aspartame in the gum, and so they put it in all their gum, and this lady, a very well-known woman, developed all sorts of psychiatric problems and had been diagnosed potentially as bipolar and was about to be put on Prozac until she heard about the fact that aspartame can produce psychiatric problems, contacted Betty Martini, got off her gum, and voila, why this psychiatric problem just disappeared, as it does with so many people who are on the aspartame products. And so the information is getting out there in New Zealand and apparently in Australia as well, and they're considering in both countries outlawing aspartame. Could you imagine what effect that would have, especially the people in America begin to realize that they've been poisoning us intentionally, and it's not just the aspartame, they're poisoning us with fluoride and with mercury, and they know what they're doing. Do you realize that in the latest report just came out yesterday from London, that according to a report out of London, 1 in 58 children in England now has an autism-like illness, autism or autism-like illness, 1 in 58 children. I mean, of course, it's much more common than that here in the United States, where 1 in 6 children has a neurodevelopmental abnormality, and they know that what they're doing, but they know what they're doing with the aspartame, and I think this is really exciting. Betty, why don't you tell us about this story, about this actress, and maybe we can even get her onto our programs.
Okay, Stan, and I'll be happy to stay with you for the second hour because there is so much news going on, and this is the Abby Cormack story, and she is an actress and a beautiful, beautiful woman, and she really wants aspartame off the market because of what she has experienced. And she had crippling muscle cramps and the tingling in her hands, which is, you know, you get from the methanol poisoning, and she had the anxiety attacks and the depression. And this is caused, of course, by the fact that there's 50% phenylalanine in aspartame, and it lowers the seizure threshold and depletes serotonin. And then when you lower serotonin, as you know, it triggers suicidal tendencies, bipolar, all sorts of panic attacks, insomnia. And she's very, very fortunate that she got on Web, she got on Doorway, and also on Mark Old's Aspartame Toxicity Center, and got off just in time, just before her physician, who happens to be an American physician, incidentally, and very interested. He was about to put her on Prozac, and she'd gotten off, and by this time, her problems had completely disappeared, all these psychological problems that she had, and she's just fine now, except that she is going through the usual withdrawal problems that come because, you know, the methanol is actually classified as a narcotic and causes addiction, and so she's getting through now. She's
Hold that thought, Betty. We'll be right back here in just a moment with Betty Martini here at Genesis.
Hi, Ken. Dan, it's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927, and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
This is Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Betty Martinian, and she has been telling us about this quite well-known actress over there in New Zealand who, so many of her neurological problems, or all of her neurological problems, have already cleared once she got off of aspartame, and the doctor is amazed by this. But what about the government? Are there some people there in the government who are, have heard this story and are concerned?
Well, there is the New Zealand Food Safety Authority, and I have written them because they're like the other governments, like our FDA. They're trying to protect the manufacturers, but of course they're not going to get away with this. It's very interesting that Dr. Roberts has written an excellent article on aspartame and absorption going in to aspartame gum and how serious this is. We have it on www.wnho.net. This was published in Townsend Letter for Doctors some years ago, and the reason that this gum, she was using about four packs a day, is so serious is because aspartame, first of all, is masquerading as an additive. It is in reality an addictive, excitoneurotoxic, carcinogenic drug that interacts with all drugs. So what Dr. Roberts says is, as a drug, it works exactly like nitroglycerin under the tongue because it's buccal. It goes through saliva straight to the brain. And so for years I have written Wrigley's, and I'm not the only one. I mean, we have an aspartame information list on WNHO, and so many victims have written Wrigley's that they know about it. And then in 2004, because they refused to take it out, they were sued in California, and even though the people that sued them didn't have the power to get through with it, you know, they can never say that they did not know, and they turned right around and put aspartame in almost all their gums. Now, what has happened is that people who were chewing things like Juicy Fruit that had sugar in it, they'd been using it for years, so they didn't know to look on the label, and they went ahead and kept on using it, and all of a sudden got these reactions. One of them, a few weeks ago, had a grand mal seizure from it and almost died. And then we've got Chelsea, who's Mission Possible Washington State, or Beltone Mission Possible in Washington. And this is a woman who used it for 12 years, half her life. And she said, I think she had probably three-quarters of all the symptoms on the FDA report of 92 symptoms, and it was so bad that when she married, her illness just from chewing one piece of sugar-free aspartame gum a day caused so many illnesses, it was actually written into her wedding vows. And a couple of weeks off of it, all her symptoms disappeared. She had suffered for half of her lifetime, and she went on to become a Mission Possible operation to warn others.
Well, now, so, what happened when Wrigley's was sued in California? How were they able to beat the rap?
Money. You know, these bottomless checkbooks. Whatever happened, it didn't go through, but that was the reason that the suit was filed. Is because, you know, it's one thing to be ignorant, but they've been told and told and told, and they just don't care.
Well, of course, I mean, did they buy off the lawyers, which is so often happens, or, you know, would they buy off the judge, or did it ever get before a jury? Because if it ever got before a jury and you presented all the...
They wouldn't have had a chance, you're right, but it was dismissed. So what went on with the people that sued them, and what Wrigley's did to get it dismissed, we'll probably never know. But the point of it is that Wrigley's has full knowledge, and that's why in one of the reports it says that let me see, I think I have it right here, that a public relations firm for Wrigley's makers of extra sugar-free gum could not immediately be gotten for comment. In other words, the only thing they can do is lie about it because they have full knowledge about it. And we had another man who picked up the same Juicy Fruit gum, thought there was sugar in it, and almost went off a cliff. And the second symptom on the FDA list is dizziness. And he got very, very dizzy. And not only that, he had been off of aspartame. He's one that almost died from it. In fact, they pulled the plug, and he woke up because he had been on in the hospital on the for so long without it that he actually woke up when they thought that he was brain dead. And so he was chemically sensitive, like all aspartame victims, so when he got on that gum, he had an immediate reaction and almost went off a cliff. He's our Mission Possible North Dakota now. So we keep having these cases constantly, and Wrigley's just went ahead and put it in almost all their gums, and they mix it with sucralose and with this Splenda, a chlorocarbon poison. They're just mixing poisons together, a sulfine potassium, which caused cancer and leukemia in original studies. So, and then it interacts with whatever else that, you know, if they may be on medication, and as you know, it interacts with toxins and vaccines, and so it's making some people pretty sick. And there was even an expo here in Atlanta done by the TV station at the University of Georgia, and they interviewed a woman here who had never used aspartame. She was handed one piece of sugar-free gum and had a grand mal seizure. So the cases continually come in on this. And like I say, Abby was very fortunate to find out. And I want to tell you, she is a very, very courageous woman. She wants to get aspartame out of New Zealand. And we have some, Chris Wheeler, Mission Possible New Zealand, has been working to expose this in that country for years. He's absolutely wonderful. Dr. Monte, who wrote the journal article, Aspartame, Methanol, and the Public Health, lives in New Zealand. And there is a lady in Parliament who is trying to get these drinks out of high schools. And so this publicity now is making world news and is getting people to know about it. And we're hoping everybody's spitting out their gum. And in fact, you know, I mentioned that today there is a safe sweetener, and it is approved in New Zealand and Australia, just like sugar. And they are going, you know, I asked him, I said, look, I said, something's got to be done about this situation with Wrigley's. Is there any way that you can make it, a gum for people that has just like sugar in it? And in this case, this is one that Dr. Blaylock asked for an analysis on. It's just chicory and orange peel, and there's no additives in it. And it's the only one he endorses and writes about in his newsletter, BlaylockReport.com. So anyway, they do have something that they can use, and we're making all kinds of efforts. In Australia, we have Dr. Sandra Cabot, who has an aspartame detoxification clinic there. She's Mission Possible Australia. We have other operations there, and she lectures all over the world on NutraSweet. So in those countries, we're hoping, thanks to this courageous woman, that there'll be a lot more help in these two countries to help get this poison out.
Well, I understand that there's been quite a movement in Australia as well to try to get it out.
Well, they've been working on it for years, and they've been trying to expose it. And I think we have, let me see, I think we must have three or four operations now in Australia. The point of it is fighting the manufacturer's power. And Dr. Roberts has written to the Australian Food Safety Department Authority as well as New Zealand. At one time, they were both together for years and years. And, I mean, they know how deadly it is, but they back up the manufacturer. And they're just like the FDA. And so I've recently sent them a report, because they were also trying to take down the Ramazzini study, which is one of the most prestigious in the world, that was peer-reviewed by seven world experts and showed that it is a multi-potential carcinogen. And when the powers behind the aspartame manufacturers, you know, try to disprove it, and some of the things were just absolutely ridiculous. We even had to laugh about it. And then they said, well, maybe you gave them too much aspartame. Well, they just did another study using a small amount of aspartame, and this one was shown that even a small amount will cause cancer. They gave it to pregnant rats, and Dr. Siffredi says that their findings show that if you know, a pregnant woman was using it and the baby survived, because you know it causes birth defects, you know, that person, if it survives, could grow up and have cancer. So you know, now they're trying to fight that one. And of course, Dr. Siffredi has just received an award that was only been given twice before in history. And but they're still trying to fight it, and it's just absolutely, you know, absurd, because as I pointed out to the New Zealand Food Safety Authority, is that the FDA knew aspartame caused cancer a quarter of a century ago, and Dr. Adrian Gross, who was the FDA toxicologist on in Congress, told Congress that, first of all, that they should not have been able to even give an allowable daily dose, because it causes brain tumors, and they should have invoked the Delaney Amendment, which forbids putting anything in food you know will cause cancer. And he said, without a shadow of a doubt, that that, you know, it causes brain cancer and brain tumors. And his last words to Congress were, and if the FDA violates its own law, who's left to protect the public? So it shows that it's in the record. And then the Jerome Bressler, who wrote the FDA audit that we have on doorway.com with one O, D-O-R-W-A-Y.com, the Bressler report, shows they were filtering out neoplasms. They were removing the excising the brain tumors from the rats, and when they died in study, they were resurrected on paper. That's why they wanted them indicted.
And, of course, then we wonder why cancer's on the increase across America. We'll be right back with Betty Martini.
Ted Anderson for Midas, November 30th, 2007. Gold, 792.10 ounce gold coins can be purchased for 816.10, 402.25 for half, 201.13 for quarter. That's 816.10, 402.25, and 201.13. Hedge funds caught in the malaise of mortgage bankruptcies. The bond market continues to slump. J.P. Morgan gets caught in a $10 billion bad deal for Chrysler. Housing sales fell 6.6%. Mortgage giant Countrywide showed mortgage payment woes spreading to the middle and upper class. Investors cast doubt on investment banks. Credit protection insurance for mortgage lenders are skyrocketing due to the increased risk. The U.S. dollar is free-falling against foreign currencies, and countries that previously financed the U.S. are now seeking safer alternatives. Economist Rudy Boyd published the report, Bubble Leaking. Call for the report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, and it'll protect your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927? That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute.
Achoo!
Uh-oh, it's cold season again, and we aren't the only ones whose joints ache. When we come back, I'll tell you how to prevent pain in the body automotive.
I'm Bobby Likas, and I've discovered a fountain of youth for cars. One reason our cars get old before their time is the same thing that keeps them going, fuel. The carbon deposits left by fuel burned in your engine can choke off its air in fuel mixture, reducing efficiency. The BG Fuel Service removes harmful carbon buildup, dramatically improves power and mileage, and includes BG44K to treat the entire fuel system. To learn more, go to bgfindashop.com.
BG.
Just like human bodies, automotive systems are also challenged when the mercury drops. For example, your car has CV joints which connect transmission to wheels, like your hip joints attach torso to legs. People are born with the fluid that lubricates this connection, and cars come with it from the factory. But over time, both can lose it due to age or injury. CV joints are especially vulnerable in winter when their protective rubber boots are brittle and tear more easily, allowing precious lubricant to leak. To prevent the blues caused by broken joints, include CVs in your winter inspection. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details. That's Royal Purple, the high performance motor oil that outperforms.
Well, this is Doug. This is Dr. Stan back here. Our guest is Betty Martini. We're talking about this carcinogen that we're putting into our food. You know, if you go back to the beginning of the 20th century, about the incidence of cancer was about 3 per 100. Now it's over 50 per 100. And they know that they're putting carcinogens into food. They know that they, certainly that milk is a carcinogen. It dramatically increases. It almost triples the incidence of prostate cancer. So today, almost one in three men has prostate cancer. When was the last time you heard that mentioned any place? And now here Betty is pointing out the carcinogenic effect of aspartame in animal studies. And, of course, the rules are if it produces cancer in animals, you can't put it in human food, and yet they're doing it. And then we see all the brain tumors in children, and everybody says, oh, isn't that terrible? Well, poor little Johnny, he's just going to be a turnip or a vegetable, but it doesn't have to happen. When are the American people going to get onto Betty's webpage and doorway.com, DORWAY.com, and read all of the material that's up there, the scientific studies going back into the 1960s that show that they knew the deleterious effects, the carcinogenic effects, the effects as far as the fertility was concerned, the effects as far as the mind were concerned. They've known all of these things all along. So why are they putting poisons in our food? Because there are people who hate America, in my estimation. I mean, people say it's all for profit, and some of it may be. But there are other people who know exactly what they're doing. And until you understand that, and you join with Betty and help get this information out, they're going to continue poisoning the American people, and that's exactly what it is, isn't it, Betty?
Yes, and I'll tell you something really bothers me, Dr. Stan. You know, they're testing youngsters for mental disease. And, you know, Feingold, in fact, had said that the terms ADD and ADHD were not even used until the early 1980s when aspartame was approved. In fact, I'm going to be lecturing in Las Vegas, September the 14th. They have a seminar there called What's Causing My Symptoms on this bipolar and mood swings and ADD. And I was talking to Dr. Ralph Walton, you know, who is a psychiatrist and aspartame expert, and he's done a study on aspartame, and he did the peer-reviewed, the research for peer-reviewed studies and funding for 60 Minutes, and I was also discussing, you know, Abby's case, and he says, you know, that what they're doing is they're labeling people with these diseases like bipolar, and they keep them on this medication. When you've got to first ask them if they're on aspartame and get them off, and like Abby, they're probably, you know, going to completely disappear. But in many cases, they will keep them not only on the medication, you know, but with that label of bipolar and these other mental illnesses. And I've heard Dr. Blaylock and Dr. Roberts say that a lot of people today in mental hospitals are simply aspartame victims. And Abby would have gone on with these symptoms, you know, had she not found out that it was aspartame. And it's a big thing. I feel so sorry for these little children that are going through all this, because it causes behavioral problems and these type of psychiatric problems. And of course, the other big news that is that Food Standards has sponsored a study in the UK that shows additives cause behavioral problems, and the large food chains like Marks and Spencer and Sainsbury are removing aspartame out of all their personal products already. Shows you the difference between the UK and America.
Well, they know it here
and they're doing nothing.
I got a call today from a plastic surgeon in Southern California who was telling me that they've come up with a couple of products, and he named them, and they're phenylalanine, and apparently what they're doing is just sprinkling them on the food of children because it's sweet. Phenylalanine is sweet, and he said somebody had to look into that, and I said, phenylalanine, this is a toxic substance. Why are they using it as sprinkling like salt onto the children's food to make it sweeter? I mean, this would create many of the problems that aspartame will.
Yes, Dr. Roberts even has that in his book. He said whether you have phenylalanine in supplements or anything that you know, that it's going to cause the very same problems. The thing about aspartame is that it's 50% of the molecule, and as Dr. Waldman mentioned in Congress, there's no other product like this. But, for instance, some years ago, somebody handed me something they said was an herb, and it turned out to be phenylalanine, and I didn't even read the bottle, and it caused hallucinations, which is another thing that it causes.
We'll be right back here in just a moment here.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Some people believe a group of wealthy men control political parties, the American media, and the wealth of our nation. Is this true? Dr. Stanley Monteith spent 40 years studying secret societies and subversive movements. He lived in Africa for 3 years, and when he returned home, he studied the writings of the men who shaped the modern world. His book, Brotherhood of Darkness, identifies the people who control the world and the organizations they created. Dr. Monteith exposes the movement behind Rhodes scholarships, the origin of the Council on Foreign Relations, and the myths surrounding communism. He discusses the goal of all covert organizations, so if you read Brotherhood of Darkness, you will learn a secret that has been passed down through the centuries. When you learn this secret, you will understand what the future holds and what you must do to help preserve our nation. Call and order your copy. 877-300-7645. Only $12.95. That's 877-300-7695.
Attention GCN listeners who suffer from excruciating joint pain. If you're interested in suppressed but amazingly effective traditional arthritis remedies, this will be the single most important message you'll ever hear. Recently, a scientist who specializes in ancient medicine has discovered a 3,000-year-old arthritis remedy that has been proven in studies not only to relieve joint pain and inflammation, but also to build damaged cartilage as well. And the amazing thing is just how fast it works. Now, because the rules governing nutritional supplements in this country, no health or healing claims can be made for this ancient remedy. However, it is still legal to own it. And right now, a small amount is available to my listeners. Keep in mind, shipments get filled on a first-come, first-served basis, so it's important that you take immediate action by going to 321relief.com. And the best part? My listeners pay absolutely nothing today. Simply go to 321relief.com or call 815-259-4552 for details.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're going to start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm going to say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down. They keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Well, I just stand back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and with me, I guess, is Betty Martini. Betty, would you like to get your website out there?
Okay, we have www.wnho.net. And www.dorway.com, and then www.mpwhi.com. That's my personal website, Mission Possible World Health International. And the other one that people need to see is the Aspartame Toxicity Center, which is www.holisticmed.com/aspartame.
Well, I think you need to know they're poisoning your children. They know what they're doing. I mean, a lot of people just want to keep their jobs and be quiet. And you've actually had people who work for the FDA and other government agencies come to you and tell you that, haven't they, that they just don't dare speak out?
Oh, yes. Some of the statements have been really comical. I know a child had a seizure on these Listerman strips, again, buccal. And she called just raising Cain with the FDA. And the FDA said, well, listen, we told everybody that aspartame causes seizures, and they should have listened to us. And then, of course, I met one at an expo, and he said, you know, we revoked the petition. We tried to indict the people. We did everything to keep it off the market. Your argument was with Don Rumsfeld, you know, who got it marketed when we said no. And now there's a book out about him called Rumsfeld's Legacy that has a chapter on aspartame that tells how he did it. And, of course, it's in the movie Sweet Misery of Poison World, which you market.
Sure.
So, you know, that tells the story of how they put a poison on the market. And incidentally, if there are other, some of your listeners who've had these reactions to gum, now we're taking these cases that we'd like to send to Abby and to the people that are working so hard in New Zealand, and they can email me at Betty, B-E-T-T-Y, M-1-9, at manspring.com. M-I-N-D-S-P-R-I-N-G.com.
All right, fine. Well, my telephone number is 1-800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Maybe you don't believe that they would poison the American people. Maybe you think this is just all hysteria. Maybe you think that aspartame is perfectly safe. But have you read the scientific studies? And, of course, the government agents have read them. But, you know, there are certain people there who have a different worldview. And until you recognize that fact, nothing going on today really makes sense. And once you understand that, then you understand why the people from the CDC and from the FDA and from these other government agencies are going right along with this. And, I mean, there were lots of them there who knew exactly what the problem was. They, what was it, almost 15 years that they worked to keep this off the market?
Yes. And let's see, they revoked the petition in 1980, and actually they only had 30 days for the FDA commissioner to change anything about it. And of course, that's when Rumsfeld went to Washington. He was on Reagan's transition team, and the day after Reagan took office, he appointed Dr. Hayes to overrule the board. And the most, it just absolutely, you know, borders on the twilight zone that this would happen, but that President Reagan actually wrote an executive order making the FDA powerless to do anything about it until he could get Hayes there, because it normally takes about 30 days to get them there to the FDA. And I tell you, an interesting comment someone sent me from an Atlanta Journal-Constitution where I lived, an article where they were talking to Reagan many years ago and asked him about aspartame, and he says, no, I don't use it anymore. We don't know what's in this stuff. So when all these congressional hearings went on, evidently Reagan knew then, and he didn't use it, so it wasn't safe enough for the President of the United States to use it, but he is responsible for helping Rumsfeld. That's very interesting. A little bit of trivia.
He wouldn't take it himself, but he'd give it to your kids.
Yeah.
That's what's so irresponsible.
Yeah. Yeah, quite a statement, and that's actually was in an old article in the New York Times as well.
Right, well,
so Reagan himself stopped using it.
I wonder if they might have been the little jelly bellies that he was so fond of. Something, anyway, precipitated his Parkinson's disease. What a terrible way to die. But.
Yeah, Alzheimer's. And, well, you know, he used so much aspartame, and now there's a study in Greece that shows that it does cause Alzheimer's, and we have that on WNHO.net.
Well, you know, there's been such an explosion in the incidence of Alzheimer's disease. It's rising so rapidly here in the United States, not only Alzheimer's disease, but early onset Alzheimer's disease. I mean, it used to be that only about 2% of Alzheimer's disease came on before the age of 60, and now it's about 10%. So, I mean, it's getting into the younger and younger age group, and we're not really sure why that is.
And I know. Back during the time I lectured for the World Environmental Congress, I remember that a lady by the name of Susan, who was in worked in a hospice as a nurse, called me. She says, we got 30-year-olds that are coming in here with Alzheimer's, and we need to know why. And, of course, Dr. Roberts wrote a book, Defense Against Alzheimer's Disease, and explained about these young people getting it. And, you know, this is the reason.
What does he think that the younger people are getting the Alzheimer's disease? How does the aspartame impact on the brain? Does it ever play any part in these plaques they talk about?
Well, on the FDA list of 92 symptoms, it's so, memory loss is so common that it's number 9 of 92 symptoms. And in that book, he says that aspartame is escalating in it. And I know that Dr. Bowen said that, you know, that everything needed for Alzheimer's disease, as far as the components, are in aspartame. And I think that paper is on WNHO. So there's several reasons for it. You know, you're talking about aspartic acid, an excitotoxin that seeps into the brain in the areas where MS and Parkinson's and Lou Gehrig's, you know, are most prominent. And Dr. Bowen wrote a report about that, too. And so that you're talking about that, too. You're talking about changing brain chemistry. And so many of these victims, you know, they say they forget to pick up their children. And they, you know, that they lost their memory so much they can't drive anymore. And the article, the journal, actually it's a study in Greece, you know, explains about the fact that that people lose their memory. And Dr. Roberts wrote a little amendment to it, you know, that the bottom line is that aspartame triggers Alzheimer's.
I see. Well, have they ever done a double-blind study where one group took the aspartame and the other didn't, or is this just more or less empiric?
Well, we had an informant. Now, understand, this is just an informant who works for Pepsi that made the comment that the National Soft Drink Association had done a 10-year study that had showed Alzheimer's and blindness and birth defects, which we knew. And an interesting little bit of trivia on that is I ran into somebody from them. They're now American Beverage. And I told them, I said, an informant has already told us about this. She didn't say those studies weren't done. She said, there's no way that you could have a copy of those studies. And she got so excited she had to have a glass of water and somebody help her to the car. So she was, so, you know, we kind of feel like those studies were done.
Well, now, of course, if they were done, you know.
They were not published.
Well, what about the, did the American Soft Drink Organization then begin taking the aspartame out of the soft drinks?
Are you kidding? You know, the interesting thing is that in the congressional record, you'll find that on WNHO.net, is their protest for, they didn't want to put aspartame in there. And the reason that it, and they were talking about, you know, the fact that it breaks down in heat, you know, like in places like Arizona, it would be deadly. And also that it's adulterated, which is against the law. And the reason it was put in the congressional record is they turned right around and lobbied for NutraSweet. Now, why did they do that? What influence caused it? You know, we don't know. But it's in the congressional record, so nobody can say that they did not know what aspartame would cause.
No, what was this? How long ago was it?
They wrote that in 1983, and it's in the May 1985 congressional record that we have on file. It was it's 6 pages. It's that long in the congressional record, and there were 2 others. There was one in August of 1985 when Dr. Adrian Gross testified, and then there was another congressional hearing in 1987, and that's when the other FDA toxicologist, Dr. Jacqueline Barrett, testified. You know, you hear the manufacturers say that we had 200 studies, the most tested product in history. Well, what Dr. Barrett, who was on site, said is that all those studies were built on a foundation of sand and should have been thrown out. So you can understand Dr. Roberts' chapter in one of his books titled The Myth of the Most Tested Product in History.
Well, I think you have to understand what's really at stake here. The ability to poison the entire American people with these products. And the average American has no idea about it because of the degree of control that exists over the media. The media is controlled, and the media is not going to tell the American people the truth. That is the tragedy. And when people begin to learn about these things, to begin, you know, looking at the packaging and just say, I'm not going to buy that. And you always ought to make a big issue out of that when you're standing at the checkout counter, you know, at the store. You're not going to buy that with a poison in it, are you? Don't you know about aspartame? Haven't you read about aspartame? Well, I suppose you wouldn't because the media is controlled, but they're poisoning the American people. Well, you'll see everybody down the line and the adjacent checkout stands, their ears will prick up, and that's how we're going to get the information out.
Well, I want you to know that on Doorway, there is a paper by Dr. James Bowen, and it's titled Labeling. You just scroll down to Experts, and here is a letter that was written 20 years ago to the FDA by Dr. Bowen saying this is mass poisoning of the American public in more than 70-plus countries of the world. And what happened was the FDA sent out an agent to Dr. Bowen and was very upset that he wrote the letter, and Dr. Bowen handed over 29 more cases of aspartame disease, and they were very reluctant to take them. So here, prior to approval, they did everything in the world to prevent it from getting on the market. And once that it was approved, you know, they were actually, was on the side of the manufacturer and were doing everything to prevent these type of letters that Dr. Bowen sent. That, and he said every metabolite in aspartame is poisonous. It's an incredible letter, and he said everybody involved should be criminally prosecuted.
And when was that letter written?
That letter was written 20 years ago to the FDA.
That would be, what, about 1987?
Well, it was earlier than that. It was probably around 1984 or 1985. But Dr. Bowen himself was drinking diet Kool-Aid because he was working in the desert. And he has Lou Gehrig's disease because of it. And they actually thought, you know, he was slurring his words. They didn't know if he was on drugs or whether he was on alcohol. And he was actually put in a mental hospital. And, of course, what's in the mental hospital? You know, he's like Abby. He was no longer fed diet Kool-Aid. He wasn't getting aspartame. And all of his symptoms disappeared. Now,
well,
it did damage
please.
Him.
And basically then he got out, and did Lou Gehrig like symptoms disappear pretty well?
Well, first of all, the thing that he did when he got out was got in touch with the FDA, and he had at that time some studies that Zumo and the FDA provided him that had never been seen. I mean, his story is incredible. So usually if you would have Lou Gehrig's disease, you wouldn't be around 20
sure.
years later.
Yeah.
But he has maintained those type of symptoms, but because he's off of aspartame and he knows how to handle it, he was drinking such large quantities that it did some damage to him. But, he is, extremely better today, but he is chemically hypersensitive. And I had dinner with him in Oregon. He saved my brother's life there. My brother was a Green Beret, and he got Agent Orange, and he survived that, but he got addicted to aspartame and couldn't get off of it, and was in the VA hospital, and I was told he was going to die, and Dr. Bowen went over there and told him it's aspartame, get him off of it, and of course, you know, his symptoms stopped, and he was instrumental in helping him. I had dinner with him. He is so chemically hypersensitive that I forgot more perfume and got him ill. So he still is chemically hypersensitive today, as most aspartame victims are. But, all these very serious symptoms he had, you know, have disappeared. He knows how to handle it, and he's devoted his life to warning the world off of it so that what happened to him, won't happen to anybody else. I've never seen anybody as persecuted as Dr. Bowen because he would not shut up. I mean, he continually, everywhere he went, told people, that he had seen those studies and what it had done to him.
Well, did he have those studies? Did they ever get published, or they were just suppressed?
One of his attorneys had them, and I think they disappeared, but he remembers everything about them, and he's written about them, and we do have those reports on WNHO. I mean, you can do a find for his reports, and he mentions them, especially in the case of the brain tumors.
Well, you know, really, that's why we need the Internet. Sidney, back in 1953, something called the Fitzgerald Report was published in the Congressional Record, and it talked about the suppression of effective treatments for cancer. Now, some fellow sent me $50 about 6 months ago, 8 months ago, told me he wanted to get a copy of the Fitzgerald Report. He couldn't get one any place. He couldn't even get it from his own library out of the Congressional Record. And we tried to track that thing down. We were eventually able to get a report, and we put it in my January newsletter. It's posted there, the Fitzgerald Report, talking about the effective treatments for cancer. Well, this is, what, 1953? That's, 54 years ago. How many millions of people have died unnecessarily in America since then?
Well, I can add to that. I'll tell you, because I used a formula. It was an herbal formula that cured me of it, and the FDA found out about it, and they actually sent the forestry to spray where the herbs grew that cured cancer, and one of the men from the forestry said the FDA made us do it.
Dave, into that. We're going to be back here in just a moment. Welcome your calls at 1-800-259-5791.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hi, I'm Lynette Brooks, founder of MediCleanse, the original colon cleanse combining the healing power of flaxseed with the detoxification of bentonite clay. In a perfect world, we would eat natural, healthy foods, but the foods we eat today are not the foods nature intended for us. Fast food is toxic food. I've been producing MediCleanse for over 20 years, and customers from across the U.S. say that MediCleanse helps your body detoxify from fast foods as well as other environmental poisons, such as heavy metals and pesticides in the intestinal tract. For centuries, flax has been known as nature's superfood. Even the FDA says flaxseed works to prevent cancer and helps with menopause, weight loss, irritable bowel syndrome, and constipation. A one-month supply of MediCleanse is available online at MediCleanse.com. That's MetaCleanse.com for only $22.95 plus shipping and handling. Or call me today at 1-800-317-9547. That's 800-317-9547. Radiant health has never been easier.
Dan back here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing and wanting to remind you that Radio Liberty is primarily listener supported, and if you're out there across America listening to us, we hope many of you will give serious consideration to joining the Radio Liberty family of supporters and helping us. Now, we do have 2 4-tape sets on aspartame. We carry, actually, 2 videos. One is Sweet Misery and the other is Sweet Remedy. We carry, of course, Dr. Blaylock's book on aspartame, Excitotoxins, The Taste That Kills. We have 2 of Dr. Roberts' books, and one of them is a great big thick book, must be 800 pages or more, like an encyclopedia. Everything you need to know about how they're poisoning the American people. And I can assure you, we've gone through this. I'm firmly convinced that this is absolutely right. The websites are there. You need to understand that they're poisoning your children. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want you to know. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation than to poison the people? Now, if you doubt that they have an agenda, of course, you need to get my talk. None dare call it genocide. None dare call it genocide. Or, if you want a more elaborate talk, a little, much, much longer, it's called planned population reduction. That's planned population reduction. We have a video called Population Control. We have a 4-tape set called Population Control. We have a monograph. It's available on my website called The Population Control Agenda Monograph, and it's available there for nothing, or of course if you get any of the other items, why it'll be available. So give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. If you'd like to know how they're using mercury to destroy the minds of our children and poison fertility throughout the world, why, the best source of information is by Dr. Ayoub. It's entitled, it's a DVD or VHS called Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Mercury, Autism, and the Global Population Agenda. Why would it be that the people who are in favor of population control want to give vaccinations to all those little black children and brown children throughout the world? Why would you want to save the lives of children when you really want to kill them off because you believe in population control? Well, you'll know when you see this DVD. And then, of course, we have so much other information on that subject. My talk on the hidden agenda, going into water fluoridation, and then the syllabus that goes with that has all of the information that you need to know at your fingertips to show to your doctor, to show to others, and we're very, very proud of that syllabus. The hidden agenda, at a syllabus, the DVD and or the video, and of course you get a reduced price if you get them both together. Understand that there are people who look at the world through the same eyes again. But go to my website at RadioLiberty.com and pull down the Population Control Agenda monograph. You can get it for nothing. Or get this other information and copy it and help us get it out across America. I mean, most people are concerned about what's going on over in Iraq, where we've lost about 3,500 men, and maybe 3 or 4 times that many have been casualties and be permanently maimed. But we're talking about destroying the minds of 1 in 6 American children. In fact, probably every child in America has been damaged by aspartame, the mercury, or fluoride. They know what they're doing. That's why our kids, when they graduate from high school and they're tested, can't compete with kids anywhere else in the world. Do you know a better way to destroy a great nation? I think they're doing a great job. What do you think? We'll be back here in just a moment with Betty Martini here at Genesis.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care and cardio maintenance. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by Jim Strauss after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. As a seventh-generation herbalist, Jim knew that there were herbs that had a long tradition of heart, blood, and circulation properties, and that there had to be another option besides going under the knife.
You're listening to the Global Star Radio Network, located at Telstar 5 KU band, frequency 11836, symbol rate 20770. Thank you for listening.
News on the Information Radio Network. I'm Greg Moore.